The following is a Tom Banter audio production.
Hello, my name is Tomas, and I would like to come inside. Oh, don't do that. Don't close the door on me. You're going to what? No, you will not call the police. You will not call the police. Look at me. Look at me. That's a good one. There we go. Look into my eyes. Good. I would like to come inside. Will you let me come inside? Please. Invite me inside. Thank you. This is a very beautiful house. I love what you've done with the place. The dark walls, the vintage furniture, mixed with the modern fixtures and accents, old and new. Very good combination. You know what? I am so thirsty. I'm going to need you to bring me, please, a glass of water. Thank you. Hi. I'm sorry. I tend to sneak up on people, even when I don't mean to. Is that for me? Thank you. I was quite parched. Thank you very much. So, why don't we move to your parlor? Yes, I think it's a good idea. Now, this room is my favorite. It's dark mantled fireplace with a stag head and all of the skulls decorating. Very, very earthy. Very gothic in the desert. Is that a thing? I don't know if that's a thing. Now this here is Hungarian. This settee, probably from the 1800s? 1850s, I would assume. This must have cost you a fortune. Beautiful, beautiful settee. Just room enough for two of us. If anybody's going to make the perfect love seat, it would have been the Hungarians. I love this fabric, the tufting, this high back. Come, sit with me. You're resisting. Tell me, are you married? No. Okay. Do you live with anyone?
No. That's good. So we're gonna be all alone the rest of the night.
Tell me, what were you doing on a Saturday night all by yourself in this big house?
Cleaning.
Do you enjoy cleaning?
You don't like messes?
No.
Well,
you must be a very tidy person. This place is in perfect shape, I must say.
Well, maybe if we're lucky or unlucky, as it may be, depending on one's perspective, you may or may not have quite the mess to clean up tonight.
Why are you fighting me?
Yes, you are.
You are screaming inside, aren't you? Just screaming for help, wondering why you keep answering my questions. Oh, I can hear you.
No, I am not telepathic. I do not possess that ability. But I can hear your screams through your eyes. The eyes never lie. I need you to sit down next to me now. Stop fighting me. Sit down.
Sit down.
You are to take a seat next to me on the settee immediately.
No!
Thank you for listening to me.
I don't believe I caught your name. What is it? Ah, suits you, I think.
So, I know that there is just so much happening. In that cute little mind of yours. Why don't we start with this? Come closer. Closer.
Come closer to me.
Come on. Come on. I want to feel the tip of your nose against mine.
Look into my eyes.
What do you see? Darkness? Yes, everybody says that. The night. Now that is so cliche. So cute. Also quite common.
Nothing.
Nothing as in you don't see anything, or nothing as in
nothingness,
oblivion. Very nice. A black hole. Now that is not as common. I do pull things into my orbit quite easily. Like yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this is what is going to happen. I'm going to release you. And if you run, I will catch you. And I will rip your throat out. Do you understand me? Yes, but look into my eyes and answer me. Do you understand me? Good. Well then, you are released. What am I? What am I? Well, me and my kind have been called many things throughout the years. But I believe the term you are most familiar with is... Would you like to guess? Here, let me help you. And please pardon me because this is not fun for me. Oh my God. Oh, there's so much blood. Do you like my teeth? I mean, I don't like to call them fangs. Fangs are what bats and dogs have. These are just teeth. Very special teeth. Oh, okay. Well, sure. That's one word for it. Truth be told, I do not have a word for myself. But vampire, that is the most common. Yes, people call me a vampire. Yes, I drink blood. Come here. Come here. I'm not in control of you. I promise you will not die tonight. I like you. Sit on my lap. Come on. There we go.
Come on. Yes. Sit on my lap. Yes. And face me. That's good. Straddle me nice and good. Are you scared?
You can't answer, can you? You are scared, but at the same time, you are fascinated, curious, aroused. I mean, you are sitting on my lap. Many a fun thing has happened starting like this. So, let me feel you. Or perhaps you should feel me. Put your hand right here. My trousers are quite thin. Yeah, that is all of me. Do you like it? I like it when you touch me. It feels good. Oh. But I don't want you to have all the fun. Let me unbutton these jeans. That
that's right. Oh, and let me just caress these thighs from your knees up right there. Oh, yes, keep feeling me. I like to feel you. Oh, come closer. Come closer. Wrap your arms around me. Come on. Wrap your arms around me. Yes. Oh, and turn your head.
Don't worry, I'm not going to bite you yet.
I just want to kiss your neck. What? I don't even know anymore. Well. Oh, keep grinding. Keep grinding, please. You feel so good. Oh. Just keep touching me. Keep letting me touch you. Keep grinding. Keep grinding. Keep grinding. And I'll tell you anything you want to know. Yes. Like that. I was maybe 28, 29, when I was made. I was from a small village outside the city of Buda. Which is now a district in the capital city of Budapest, the Kingdom of Hungary. But one day, there was a stranger that came into town. You could tell they'd never worked a farm in their life. Such perfect posture, not a single scar. Dark eyes. As dark as mine now. They cornered me in the sheep's dead one day. And without a word, they pounced me. A second later, their teeth were sinking into my neck.
It's fading.
The world was fading. And right before the world went black, they stopped. And they said, "Would you like to live?" All I could do was nod. They offered me their forearm. They told me to bite and tear away their flesh, chew it up, and swallow. It took all the strength I had, and I bit. I bit them. And their flesh was in my mouth. And I chewed it up. It tasted good. But could taste my blood.
Don't do that,
mixed with whatever blood was coursing through their veins before they bit me. Oh. I swallowed. And then I fell asleep. What woke me up were the noises. I could hear everything. A field mouse had gotten in, chewing on a piece of grain. I could hear it. I could hear it. So vivid. So loud. That took a while to get used to. Do you like this? Let me handle you right here. Yes, I don't like that. Yeah. I saw colors I'd never seen before. I could smell every person in the village. Heard sounds I'd never heard before. I stood up, and when I went to walk, I crashed into the wall. I was moving faster than I ever had before. I had to adjust to that. It's like learning to walk all over again. But what really stood out to me was my hunger. I was hungry. And I ravaged that village. Oh. Unzip me. That's good. Take your pants off. Oh, you are going to ride me. Yes. I don't need to control you to ask you to do that, do I? Tell me, when you look at me, what do you see? Someone mysterious. Mischievous. Perhaps. Handsome? Thank you. Irresistible. Now that one is my favorite. You certainly can resist if you want. But do you want to? Come sit. Take my cock. Yeah. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, I bet it does. Because it feels good for me. Hold on to me. I've been watching you for almost a year. Yes. I feed once a year. I was so disgusted with what I had done in the village that I... that I vowed never to kill again. So I feed once a year, but the wrong blood will make me... oh, terribly ill. The right blood... difficult to come by. And I will drink enough of it to sustain me another year. I will only take enough to do that. It will be another year before this blood works its way out of my system. My metabolism is quite slow. So good. That is
Oh, good.
Yes. Please. Please let me eat you. Please, I need to eat. I'm so hungry.
Please just say yes.
Yes. Okay. This is going to hurt. Try not to scream. I'm going to keep fucking you. Give me your neck.
There's some blood. I'll pour it on you. Come here. Stay with me. Don't pass out. Don't pass out. It's nothing quite like feeling my hot sperm shoot inside you while you're on the brink of passing out. Come on.
Come on. No. Nope.
Oh, there you go. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Do you remember my name? Remember my name? Say my name. Say my name to me so I know you're still. Good. 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 Then, let me give a little back to you since I took so much. Here we go. I'm going to stay inside just a little bit. Of course I can come. I'm still alive. I'm cheating death. I haven't become death. Yeah. Would you like a taste? Yeah. Let me just pull out a little bit. Yeah. Open your mouth. Yes. Take my finger. Now suck. Oh. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Oh, I like watching you do that. Well. Tastes like cum. So what now? You want to... I'm sorry, what? You want to be like me? You want me to... make you? I will try. But just as the wrong blood can make me violently ill, the wrong person consuming my flesh will not be made. My flesh will override their tissue and they will turn into a monster. If that happens to you, I will have to kill you. And you realize my beautiful companion
and I do not wish to kill you. I wish to stay with you. But if you insist, are you sure? Okay. Well then. Right here. Bite off my flesh. Make sure you get some of the muscle. Savor your blood mixed with the previous donor and the taste of my flesh. And chew it up and swallow. Are you ready?
I don't think I'm ready. I hate this part.
It takes me almost an entire year to regenerate the flesh that is taken from me. All right then, baby. May I call you that? I realize this might be my last chance. Well then, baby. I offer you my flesh. Take it in this moment while God looks the other direction. Do it. Do it. Consume it and claim it as your own. Become what you desire. My blood.
You taste my blood.
You taste the blood of the previous donor mixed with the blood of your own. Do you taste my flesh?
You taste my flesh.
Savor it.
Savor it.
Savor it. And chew it up.
And chew it up.
And chew. And swallow.
And swallow. And swallow.
Now what? Well, now... Now I'm going to take you off my cock.
Oh, come on. Sit down right over there.
Get this on. How are you feeling? Not sure? Well, it shouldn't take any longer than 20 minutes or so. And then we shall see if you are made or if you are a monster. Come what may, kill or kindle, I will be here waiting, my baby.
Армии, что ты не мини гемлик, есть не фогограф.